Students from around Alaska gathered in Anchorage this weekend to compete in the state wrestling tournament. Several of those students, young men and women, are from Mount Edgecombe High School in Sitka, which in recent years has built the largest girls' wrestling program in the state. KCAW's Catherine Rose reports.
There you go. Ah, taking it to the wrist. There you go, man. There you go. Now pull him.
Mount Edgecombe students Agatha Andrews and Sydney Kimber met freshman year, but it took until sophomore year for them to warm up to each other.
Well, just when I was a freshman, I was really shy, and I didn't talk to a lot of people. And then, Agatha's made me open up as a person and be a little bit more noisy.
Now seniors, the close friends have a lot in common. Both are All-American wrestlers and state champions. Kimber, a national champion. Andrews, a finalist. They'll be competing in the state wrestling competition this weekend in Anchorage. Both could set records for high school women's wrestling in the state of Alaska in their weight class. And yet, until this year, they haven't had anything to show for it because women's wrestling is considered an emerging sport.
The first year they didn't keep score at all, and the second year they kept an unofficial score. And then last year they did the same thing, and we were the tournament winners, but it wasn't. They claimed that there wasn't enough girls, so we didn't get a trophy. But this year we met their requirement, and so we get a state trophy if we win.
Kimber says a lot of athletic programs in the state don't prioritize women's wrestling.
And a lot of people don't believe in girls wrestling still. I mean, there's teams that have one or two girls all over the state, but nobody has a team quite as big as us. Like our coach, he really promotes girls wrestling, and we have probably one of the biggest high school teams in the country.
That would be Kimber's dad, head coach Mike Kimber, tall with a bit of a 5 o'clock shadow and a wide grin.
Sydney is everything that I thought I was and wanted to be. I did wrestle for a couple years in college, and I just didn't have that in me. But Sydney has dedicated her time in the process of going to camps and training year-round, so she's ready to go.
Coach Kimber says wrestling is important for both genders, but with women, there's a radical shift in perspective about what they can and cannot do.
It's the first time in their lives a lot of the girls in our program have been told it's okay to roughhouse, it's okay to be physical, it's okay to be competitive, it's okay to want to win. It's the first time that they've been empowered to be in control.
Control of their futures, too. Andrews and Kimber are both seniors, thinking about what's next. They plan to wrestle at the collegiate level and eventually give back to their home communities. Andrews comes from Akyak and has an interest in studying business or nursing. And Kimber plans to go into physical therapy.
I don't want to be a doctor, like a surgeon. I'm like, not needles and, you know, knives and stuff. That's not my stuff. But I don't know, the physical therapy and get back to the sports community.
But before they can do that, a little recognition for their accomplishments wouldn't hurt.
I know it's gonna feel really amazing because we've been waiting for it and we just now wanna grab it and show it off. Yeah.
We don't get acknowledged a lot for being girls wrestlers, and you know, we've won state 3 times in a row and we don't get any recognition for that. So having a trophy will prove that we deserve it.
And even if it turns out that there isn't a trophy, Coach Kimber has another solution. He'll make a trophy and award it to the students himself. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.